Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome back to Welcome to My World. This is Dominique, and we're going to talk tonight a little bit about the primary results and about, particularly, surprise, surprise, the Bernie Sanders campaign. So we've got some good information for you, and I hope that you will stay with us tonight, and feel free to call in, either to listen in, which you're probably doing now anyway, or to go ahead and join us on air. We're going to try to keep this broadcast short, and if we have any extra information for you, we'll be back later on tonight, maybe tomorrow. I do want to apologize to my listeners very quickly before we begin. I did promise you 2 shows this past week, over this past week, and I did not deliver on that, partially because of the loss of a friend, a very tragic, very sudden, very just unexpected loss, and it threw me for a loop. It threw me for a loop for a while, and I'm back with you now. Not saying that I'm not still dealing with it, but I am back with you, and I do apologize for that, and I thank you for sticking with me and joining us tonight. So tonight we're going to talk about a couple of things. As I said, we're going to speak about Bernie Sanders in particular. But before anything, I would like to get to the most current results. Let's take a look. So right now, the really hot race is Illinois. Well, Missouri was a hot race until about 2 hours ago when Bernie Sanders won Missouri. So right now, Illinois is the hot race. Illinois is the contested, you know, head-to-head race. And boy, is it still close, with 94% of the counties reporting. Hillary Clinton has a 1.5 lead. That's 1.5, and this is her home state. I mean, if we're following the entrance polls and we're following all of the Real Clear Politics information, she should have had this on lockdown. And as it stands, she has 1.5 points. 1.5 points greater than Bernie Sanders. And to me, that really says something about Bernie's campaign. Maybe it says something about her campaign as well, but it really says something to me about Bernie's campaign. So they're declaring Hillary the winner. And if, as I've said before, if you don't believe that your vote counts and that your voice matters, consider this. In Illinois, 962,724 people have voted for Hillary today and over the past week and a half or 2 weeks. And 931,282 have voted for Bernie. So every single voice matters. Every single vote counts. Every single person who stays home from the polls or decides to go to the polls matters. So that's really what I want to leave you with tonight. That is the information I really think is very important tonight. But, of course, I would like to let you guys know, you know, the fact that Hillary has won, and this is her home state. But, boy, if you don't think it matters, as I said, that every single person goes to the polls, you are sorely mistaken. You're sorely mistaken. She did not have the huge lead that we expected her to have in this state. She didn't have this huge, overwhelming lead. She didn't, you know, win her home state by a landslide like Bernie Sanders did in Vermont. So this is kind of a telling statement. So as things stand, I want to recap for you guys. Clinton won the Iowa primary, or rather the Iowa caucus, with 23 delegates to Sanders' 21 delegates. That is not a huge lead, let me tell you. That is absolutely not a huge lead at all. So they just did the recount. It changed the information a little bit. So we've got new information that reflects a more accurate delegate count. And as I said, that's 23 for Clinton, 21 for Sanders. Now, Sanders did win New Hampshire. This was in February on the 9th. He won with 15 delegates to Clinton's 9 delegates. Nevada went to Clinton, 20 delegates to 15 delegates. Again, not a huge lead. Not the huge leads that everybody was saying was going to be the case. I mean, everybody and their brother, whether it be Nate Silver or the folks at Real Clear Politics, Washington Post, New York Times, they really all said that Hillary was going to come out so far ahead in so many of these races, and she didn't. She did not. So even in the races that she won, Sanders was right behind her. South Carolina, Hillary won. 39 delegates to Sanders, 14 delegates. So, again, right behind her. The only states that she really came far ahead with were the real southern states that we kind of knew were going to support her anyway. Arkansas, which is Bill Clinton's home state, you know, Alabama, Florida. So this is not a surprise. And I'm hearing a lot of people say, oh my gosh, like we're ready to give up on the Sanders campaign. And I'm just sitting here thinking, oh my gosh, why would you possibly? Why would you possibly at this moment in time? That is a ridiculous notion. Sanders is still a triple threat candidate to my mind. He hasn't taken any corporate money. He has stuck by his policies and his viewpoints for 40 plus years. And of course, he is taking states that were very surprising, like Michigan. So we really can't discount him. We can't discount him. And frankly, everybody who is so concerned with the superdelegates should really reevaluate that notion, because until July, the superdelegates just are not as important as the media is making them out to be. So don't let the mainstream media do your thinking for you. Don't count Sanders out. Don't think that, you know, Hillary is the only candidate. And I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. I've been upfront about who I'm voting for, who I voted for today. But do your own thinking. That's really the point that I'd like to make. And, of course, that your vote and your voice matter and count. So making the effort is worth it. So let's start with the March primaries and caucuses now. Alabama was won by Clinton with 44 delegates. Sanders had 9 delegates. Again, that was pretty expected. Arkansas went to Clinton with 22 delegates, and Sanders had 10. Colorado went to Sanders. He had 38 delegates. Clinton had 28. Georgia went to Clinton with 73 delegates to Sanders' 29 delegates. Massachusetts, real close race there too. Clinton won that with 46 delegates to Sanders' 45. Minnesota went to Sanders with 46 delegates for Sanders and 31 for Clinton. Oklahoma went to Sanders with 21 delegates for him and 17 to Hillary Clinton. Tennessee, Clinton won with 44 delegates to Sanders' 23 delegates. Texas went to Clinton, as expected, with 147 delegates to Sanders' 75. Still, those are good numbers for Sanders for the state of Texas, which until very, very recently has been extremely Republican. Now, it's not a blue state by any means, but there are blue counties, and there are sort of blue oases. I'm not sure what the plural of that word is. I guess we learn something new every day, but there are little oases of blue Democratic demographic in Texas. So, again, Sanders did quite well in Texas. I mean, Hillary Clinton does have a lot of establishment support, and those who are, and that's why I just made that distinction about the real blue pockets and blue kind of oases within Texas, because Texas, you know, the demographic is changing. There are a lot of immigrants there. There are a lot of people there who are working class folks who are starting to realize that the Republican politics are not what they were cracked up to be. So Texas is changing, and I'm just very heartened and surprised as a Sanders supporter that, you know, he even got 75 delegates from Texas. Out of the 222 delegates, I mean, 75 is pretty darn good for somebody who is a Democratic Socialist. Now, Vermont, of course, he won with all 16 delegates. That's his home state. He is the senator from Vermont. Virginia went to Clinton with 62 delegates to Sanders' 33. Kansas went to Sanders with 24 delegates to Clinton's 9 delegates. Louisiana went to Clinton with 37 delegates to Sanders with 14 delegates. Nebraska went to Sanders with 15 delegates for him and 10 for Clinton. Maine went to Sanders, of course, as we all know. So it was a big win. He got 16 delegates and Clinton received 9. Michigan, of course, did go to Sanders. Real upset there with 67 delegates for Bernie Sanders and 60 for Clinton. Real upset there. Now, Mississippi, of course, just went to Clinton, and that really was a huge victory for her. I mean, look at this. This is huge. 30 delegates to 4 delegates. But again, it really went for Clinton. I mean, there was no mistaking the fact that Mississippi was going to go to Clinton, and one of the southern states again. So very unsurprising. Again, Florida just really went for Clinton as well. With 124 delegates for her and 60 for Sanders. Still, 60 for Sanders is pretty darn good for that deep in the South, as I said, for a Democratic Socialist. So nothing wrong there as far as Sanders' campaign is concerned. Illinois just went to Clinton, just barely, with 68 delegates for Clinton, 64 for Sanders. Now, Missouri actually just... And I mean, this is ridiculously close right now. This is a very hotly contested race. It is neck and neck. 49.6% goes for Clinton, 49.4% for Sanders. I mean, this is close. Now, there are 71 delegates for Missouri. So assuming that they have not declared a winner yet, and that is what my information says, I mean, this is close. This is just a nail biter. And we'll be on momentarily to discuss some of the reasons, aside from just the information at hand, some of the reasons why I think Bernie Sanders is not, by a long shot, out of this race. So North Carolina, of course, predictably went to Clinton, but not by large margins. Again, she got 59 delegates and 54.6% of the vote, whereas Sanders received 42 delegates and 40.7% of the vote. Very, very close race. Ohio went to Hillary Clinton. Again, that's a big win for her. 75 delegates, 56.5% of the vote. Whereas Sanders received 54 delegates and 42.7% of the vote. This is a hot race. It is. But let's not count anybody out. So I'll be back with you momentarily to talk about why I feel and what the facts say to support how I feel about why I think Bernie Sanders is not even close to being out of the race. So we'll be back with you in just a moment. I wanted to kind of report the results first. So I did decide to split this show up into a couple of segments. We'll be right back with you. We'll be taking callers at 929-477-2694, and I hope to talk with you momentarily. Thank you for listening into Welcome to My World, and I hope to talk to you very soon. Thank you.